The small engine, designed for corporate jets, sits inside a sphere at GE Aviation's testing facility in Peebles, Ohio. Acting plant leader Jose Gonzalez walks over to get a closer look.
But this is probably a good side view right there. You can see the engine. I don't know if you can make it out. It's on center line with respect to our spherical inlet conditioner, and it's operating at idle.
Engineers eventually accelerate the HF-120 GE Honda engine when we get a safe distance away. It's smaller than the other engine GE tested earlier this year on 100% sustainable aviation fuel, the Passport. The HF-120 is connected to a tanker which holds the sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF for short. Manager of Sustainability and Fuels, Gian Curtley, explains this green fuel is basically kerosene with renewable feedstock.
The fuel that we're testing today is based on an approved pathway. It's produced from fats, oils, and greases. Today, it's approved up to 50%, but as I mentioned, we're going to have to be looking at higher blend levels to really kind of achieve our goals for net zero for 2050.
SAF can come from a lot of things, including forestry waste, municipal solid waste, or carbon captured from the atmosphere. GE Aviation wants to see how it performs when compared to what it calls Jet A, or standard fuel.
The beauty of SAF is that it's a drop-in fuel, and when we say drop-in, it's equivalent to Jet A, so that you can use it in current engines, future engines, current infrastructure fueling, so that essentially you don't need to change a lot of the infrastructure today, so that it's a near-term solution for the industry to adopt to really drive carbon reductions. But as we look into the future, where we need a bit more innovative and novel solutions such as hydrogen, certainly that's something that we are working on today. But that certainly will require changing the architecture of our engines, changing the architecture of the airframe.
So how much can a fuel like this reduce carbon emissions? 80%, says Curtley, when using 100% SAF. It's 40% with a 50% blend. And again, 50% is the highest blend approved by the American Society for Testing and Materials. After we leave the test site, we enter the Peebles Fuel and Oil Lab with a sample of what was just used.
This is Ann.
Hi. You're the person I'm interviewing, right?
Yes, okay. I'm him.
So I'll come closer.
Brad Evans transfers the SAF to a disposable glass cylinder and measures viscosity and other things.
Basically, it's fuel efficiency. It's how good the engine is at doing what it does and saving fuel for our customers.
The tests take about 4 to 5 hours.
There's pre-samples, there's post-samples. It just depends on what the engineers are looking for. They send me the sample and tell me what they want to see out of it, and I give them that data.
Some might wonder how aviation fuel can be green because it's the same amount of emissions. Curtley explains that carbon reduction comes from the life cycle of the sustainable material, which could be something like forestry waste.
You could think of trees pulling that carbon out of the atmosphere, storing it in the barks and leaves, and then any residual waste from forestry, you could kind of process that to fuel, and then hence trying to close that loop. And so what we call life cycle, on a life cycle basis, is a reduction because you consider from, all the way from producing the feedstock to when you produce it, so in a whole cradle to grave.
The government has two SAF goals, production of 3 billion gallons by 2030, a 600% increase from 2021, and 35 billion gallons by 2050. That would be enough to meet the projected demand for aviation. Here's Peebles Acting Plant Manager Jose Gonzalez again.
GE Aviation has a roadmap, a technology roadmap that we're following in terms of testing engines that we see as being some of the ones that would be interested or have interest from our customers in terms of running those engines on SAF.
As you might imagine, GE Aviation isn't the only engine manufacturer testing with 100% SAF. Pratt & Whitney, Rolls-Royce, and others are also on the green trajectory. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.